Now, it's just coming up to 11:30 on Phoenix 98FM. I'm joined on the line by Isabella Bliss, who's one of the talented performers who's going to be performing an evening of burlesque on the 24th of June at the Queen's Theatre. The show is hot from the West End and internationally acclaimed. So thanks for joining us.
No, thank you for having me.
Lovely, great, love the name. Now, I've seen the promotion pictures, which look incredible. So before we talk about the show, what's your background and how did you become part of the show?
I've been doing burlesque for a little while, and I was spotted by Mike Taylor, who's the producer of the show, and I was doing my champagne glass act at a casino in Westcliff, and Mike spotted me and said, you know, I love what you do, can we have you on the show? So I come from a history of kind of dance. I trained in belly dancing and ballet, tap and modern, and I've always done things that have involved kind of being on the stage. And, yeah, I've been doing burlesque a few years, and when Mike spotted me and put me on the show.
Do you know what the history is of burlesque? When did it actually start?
It's got quite a long history. It's very difficult to say when exactly it started, because burlesque has changed in terms of what it represents. Originally, in kind of like the 1870s, kind of that era, burlesque was very much more theatre-based in terms of, it was all about comedy and parody, and a lot of the shows would be kind of aimed at the working-class people, and they would be making fun or telling jokes out of serious theatre production.
Mm.
It kind of gradually evolved from that into more like vaudeville and music halls, where the set would then change, and then rather than having a full one show, you'd have slightly smaller sets of different artists doing different things.
Mm.
And as part of that, you would have the chorus line dancers, and gradually kind of the chorus line girls would then, some of those would be picked up and they'd be chosen to deliver lines to the comedians and stuff. And then as a kind of evolution of that, when they needed something to fill a bit of time between changing sets on stage, they would decided that, oh, I know what we'll do, we'll send one of the chorus girls on in a pretty costume, and she can kind of walk up and down the stage, and that'll fill a bit of time. And burlesque kind of gradually evolved in that kind of sense. So it's very difficult to pinpoint one thing, but it's very deep rooted in comedy and bravado and to make fun, and it's very light-hearted entertainment.
What can people expect from the show? You've got a great cast. I love that. You've got Amber Topaz, you've got Storm Hooper, Ivy Page, Madame Gleaner, Elibu Ulala, is that right?
Elibu and Sarah Ulalu.
Yeah, and you've got Count Ficini and the Folly Mixtures as well.
Yeah, honestly, it's such an amazing cast. The cast we have is so diverse, so everybody has something completely different to offer to the show. It's a wonderful night out, and it's a great experience for people. You know, it's not a night out, it's a real experience. We always encourage people, if they want to get dressed up, to come and see the show, because, you know, it's part of the fun as well, because we do meet and greet after the show, so we'll come out and sign programmes and do autographs and pictures, because we love to meet everyone after as well. But it's a real, yeah, it's a real experience of a night out, and you'll get to see elements of everything from burlesque and cabaret. Like I say, we have some of the biggest stars in the burlesque and cabaret industry are on the show.
Yeah. Now, it's got here, the producer said, it's all tease, no sleaze, combining musical and theatrical parody, magic, comedy and dance, and the art of striptease, with corset killer heels and stockings aplenty. This is a slick and witty spectacle with sultry vocals, breathtaking choreography, mischief, magic, frivolity and fun.
Mm-hmm.
Which sounds absolutely fun. And I love the look of you and the look of the girls. I mean, it's a really good thing, because I think today we're kind of bombarded with images of women that are very, very, to me anyway, they look very, very underweight and not like a womanly figure. And everybody's got a really womanly figure, and they look fantastic. The makeup and the outfits look amazing.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of like what burlesque represents. It's not saying that you've got to be a certain shape or a size or anything like that to do burlesque. You know, it's all about celebrating just being yourself and being comfortable in your own skin and being with that, which is a really beautiful thing.
And can you tell us about the giant martini glass? Can you give away anything there?
Yeah, that's my signature prop that I do on the show.
Yeah.
It is literally a giant glass. But I was very, very fortunate. My dad he used to make props for like magicians and illusionists, and he actually made it for me. So I was very, very lucky. We were kind of sitting there one boxing day, and I was like, you know, what can I do next? You know, what can be my next big thing? And I showed my dad these pictures. I was like, oh, Dad, do you think you can make one of these? And we was kind of, he was like, yeah, yeah, you know, we'll have a go. And so kind of 6 months in the making, and now I have my signature martini glass that goes out on the show, and it's such a fun act to do. It's very big and elaborate and glamorous, and kind of completely works around what I love to do with burlesque, which is very much the big kind of glamour and spectacle. That's what I'm all about. So.
And you've been on. Have you been on tour with them for the whole of the 2 years?
I joined last August. So I've been on the show since August. The show's actually been running for about 5 years now.
Right.
So it's quite a long-running production. It's incredibly successful. I mean, we go all over the country. It fills packed theatres out, you know, everywhere from Bournemouth to Scotland. We've been 4 days in Scotland. We did a little while ago. It's an absolute riot of a show, and people are guaranteed to come out of there feeling good and feeling like they've been part of something that's really special.
Excellent. Well, I'm hoping to come along on Wednesday. I'm going to hopefully bring a friend and come along on Wednesday. So I'm really looking, really, really looking forward to it. So I shall. I won't wave when you're in the glass, but I'll be. You might hear me whooping. But if you do want to go,
yeah, that's the whooping and cheering. It's fine.
Then you'll go. That's that Michelle. What's she making a noise for? But if you do want to check it out, it's going to be at the Queen's Theatre, which is a great theatre in Hornchurch. It's on Wednesday the 24th. You can get your tickets at all the W's, queens-theatre.co.uk, and you do a meet and greet afterwards as well.
Yeah, we do. We sell programmes, and we'll come out and do meet and greet after, so people can get their pictures taken with us, we'll do autographs, and I kind of really love that part of the show, you know, getting to see everybody afterwards. It's really good fun, because it's nice to see we have such a diverse audience. It's not just women or men, or, you know, it's couples, it's people on birthday parties and Hindus and people celebrating anniversaries. It's every age group from 18 to 80, you know. It's a real diverse audience, and I love that.
Excellent. It sounds like it's going to be great fun. I can't wait to see it. And if the guys out there want to see it, just get take a look at all the W's, queens-theatre.co.uk, and you can see Isabella Bliss and Amber Topaz, and Storm Hooper. I love the names, you know. I just love the names.
We have to give you a burlesque name.
Yeah, well, what can you think of one? You've not met me yet. Once you see me, you might have a different name.
Once I see you, we'll work one out.
Okay, it's lovely to speak to you, Isabella, and I'll hopefully see you on Wednesday.
Take care.
Lovely. Thank you very much. Thank you. That is Isabella Bliss there, who's one of the talented performers, who's going to be an evening of burlesque on the 24th of June at the Queen's Theatre. Don't forget, if you want to get your tickets, all the W's, queens-theatre.co.uk, and it's going to be a cracker of a show. Can't wait for that. I'm not going to get up on stage, you know. I won't frighten anybody yet.
Curtain call with Queen's Theatre Hornchurch.
This autumn, we are proud to present three great shows. From the 21st of August to the 12th of September, there's rock and roll musical Roll Over Beethoven, set in 1950s South End, Soho...